This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Playing the part of Mickey Moonlight will be Richie Rich.
Yay!
At least for the next couple of minutes. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us on this Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And Richie Rich. And Nicky Moonlight.
Nice.
As long as she's getting coffee, I hope she's making us sandwiches, too. What was that sandwich? The bread?
Oh, the bulky.
Bulky.
Bulky, yeah.
It's apparently like a bulky sandwich.
That's a New England variety of roll. Bigger than a hamburger bun. Like, I have problems with, like, the regular grocery brand hamburger buns. They're so small.
Okay.
Right? Like, now, on one hand, it makes the burger look huge. But
if you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean. But, like, I don't know, have they gotten smaller as I've gotten older, or were they always that same size?
I feel like they've gotten smaller.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I have gotten bigger.
Right.
And my only problem with the small buns is I like to load my burger with toppings and stuff.
Yep.
And so the small buns don't really hold it. But if you were just having like a cheeseburger with like, you know, patty and cheese, just eat two, man.
Right.
It's all good.
Yeah. 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 They're almost closer to a slider roll, in my opinion, than a hamburger bun, right?
Yeah.
You got to buy the big. Anyway, the bulky is something I didn't hear of until I moved to New Hampshire.
I've been all about it earlier.
I've lived all over the country. Like, there's hoagies. There's all different types of rolls. But I was just at a place, and they had these rolls. They're called bulkies. And I'm like, what's a bulky? And they're like, oh, it's just a type of a sandwich. I'm like, oh, okay.
So I'll take one then.
Apparently they're, you know, big enough to hold a burger, right?
Right.
You know, so bulky.
So now we get those burger buns when we're making burgers, and then we can really load up the toppings.
Yes. Yeah, they are. They're... The way the bulky rolls are such that I believe you would be able to load up on the toppings. You know, they're not going to fall apart because your burger's juicy or whatever, that kind of thing. You missed the discussion on bulkies.
No, I just caught the tail end of it.
Okay.
Does that ring a bell? Do you know about this thing from Massachusetts?
I mean, she's from around here, so it's probably a thing that's always been.
It's not a thing everywhere?
No, I never heard of bulky until I moved here.
A bulky roll?
Yeah.
And I just learned about it tonight because Kat mentioned it.
Really?
I looked it up on Wikipedia. It's like a New England form of roll.
Hang on. Okay, this is important. Do you not eat? So in other parts of the world, I'm just...
This is not Ethiopia.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So when people eat sandwiches in other parts of the world, do they have bulky rolls, though? It's like a hamburger roll?
I know what it is. I've never heard them referred to as bulky rolls.
So what do you call them?
Well, there's different types of bread. The ones that I like the best are Kaiser rolls.
Yeah, Kaiser rolls are like the brioche. Right.
I also like potato rolls.
Yep.
Those are delicious.
Oh, so that's what you call them?
Well, you call them
whatever it is. But bulky
roll
is its own thing, though. No, it's different, though.
Correct, but... Like, they don't exist anywhere outside of New England.
That's why we're asking
really?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's my answer, because I am in utter disbelief that other people don't have bulky rolls.
Yeah.
Rest of the world, you are missing out.
Yeah. I've never heard the term, and, like, I went to this place where they're advertising deli sandwiches, and they're like, you can get a hoagie or a bulky. And I'm like, what's a bulky? And they're like, oh, it's just a type of sandwich. And I'm like, what does it mean? And it's like... You know,
double the meat.
It's just a type of hamburger bun.
I know that now, but if someone offered me a bulky, right, I'd think that it had more stuff in it.
Yeah. Right. Or you'd be disappointed because it's literally like
more bread.
A bigger hamburger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't go to
They're fun. Delicious. It's just a regional thing.
But if you're going for a sub, you don't want a bulky roll.
Yeah.
I don't go to Five Guys enough, but I did go, and I did not know that the large was already a double burger.
Right.
Like, well, let me get an extra patty in there.
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a triple accidentally.
Yeah. Now that's a bulky.
That's a bulky. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
And I put the whole thing down.
Yeah. Five Guys burgers, delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been to those guys in a while.
There's one in Manchester.
There's one here in Keene.
Okay. So. All right. Well, there you go.
Anyway, switching gears, I wanted to talk about this article. It's a source I don't usually derive news from, but it's from rebelnews.com, and it says, Antifa extremists stage plans to burn down Tesla outlets following Twitter bans.
Which is hilarious, because didn't they love Twitter? I mean, not
Tesla.
Twitter. Tesla,
yep.
Like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. So
that was one of the greatest memes. Like, oh, look at the look
we
on
love
Elon's.
Tesla. We love you, Elon.
Look at the look on Elon's face when his Twitter employees leave in
yeah,
cars
exactly.
that he made.
Yeah.
The article states, as revenge for Elon Musk suspending violent extremist accounts on Twitter, specifically Antifa in Portland, are organizing arson attacks on Tesla locations tonight. Reported somebody called No NGO.
I just don't get why people think that's a good idea and why they think, like, how are you going to set something on fire that belongs to someone else and think you're the good guy?
Oh, they, you know, like, the you're gonna on fire? They said the outlets.
Well,
right?
Still, it's like you're gonna
stations.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, burning down a gas station because you're upset with you know, Arco.
Okay.
Still.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what the thing is, right?
All right.
These people are upset with Musk, so they're going to burn down the Tesla fueling stations, or charging stations, I guess is probably more accurate. Following his takeover of Twitter, Chief Twit Elon Musk has quickly begun to address many of the platform's problems. Musk intends for Twitter to be a platform for legal free speech, has moved to crack down on terrorists and violent far-left extremists, who have for many years been a fixture on Twitter and used it to organize riots. Now Tesla, which Musk owns, has become the target of violent retaliation by far-left militants angered by the suspension of their accounts. This week, Musk moved to ban a pro-Palestinian resistance group called Jisr Collective, which promoted and celebrated terrorist acts against Israeli civilians. They got some screenshots of, you know, that kind of a thing, and Musk going agreed that's not okay. In a separate thread, Musk called for members of the public to report violations of the site's terms of service against child sexual exploitation and far-left extremist violence.
I like how he wrapped those two together.
Yeah. This has obviously got a slant. Right?
Okay.
So the
yeah,
Rebel News is a little bit of a righty publication.
Right.
So, of course, you know, they're going to publish anything that sort of blasts the lefties. So,
all right.
One of the reasons I rarely bring, you know, from this particular source.
Partisan sources?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, all sources are partisan in one way or another. Some more extreme than others. This one is a little bit more extreme.
Being able to identify which is also important.
It is very key. Something that before I, you know, came out of the fog of statism, I didn't realize, like, was even a thing. You
yeah.
know, I was just like, oh, I like this, I don't like that. I don't like this, I like that. Right?
Yeah. There are some people that really believe NPR is really neutral.
It, is,
sure.
it doesn't stand for neutral public radio, that's for sure. And in fact, most things with the word national in it, if you just substitute the word government, it's a little more accurate, right? National public radio? Government public radio,
yep.
right? National parks? No, government parks, right? That kind of a thing. Anyway, numerous self-identified Antifa militants, including several prominent organizers, have been banned for calling for violence against Chaya Rychik, who operates the popular Libs of TikTok account, and Daily Wire host Matt Walsh. Incitement to violence will result in account suspension, said Musk in a response to journalist Andy Ngo, who explained that a large number of Antifa accounts operate on the website to promote riots and provide tips to each other on how to identify targets and commit violence. He further detailed how following his reporting on members of the loosely knit far-left militant organization, he was chased down and beaten up, forcing him to seek refuge at a Portland hotel in 2021. So apparently these, you know, committers of violence, you know, figured out where this guy was. They used the platform to inform each other, oh, he's headed down Fifth Street or whatever, right? You know, and kind of stalk him, force him to seek refuge. Antifa used Twitter to direct comrades to swarm After I ran into a hotel following a violent street beating, he wrote. That's a disturbing story and very concerning that Twitter took no action despite a clear violation of the terms of service. Report in this thread for now, replied Musk. So that's the long and the short of it. Apparently, you know, if you get banned from a social media platform, calls for you to burn down something that they own.
Or rush the Capitol.
603-283-61.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back!
And
phone number is
603-283-6160. Again, the number is
603-283-6160. And know if somebody else is going to pick it up. You know,
the phone?
You got the point.
Yeah.
You got the point.
Hello.
Hello. Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking.
Just a moment. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
And I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now, click on Get Started at the top of the page, and once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so we didn't talk about Antifa trying to burn down Tesla charging stations.
Yeah.
I think I've had enough of that.
That's their M.O.
I just thought it was something to mention. I do want to talk about drugs in space. That's right.
She missed it again.
I know.
Looking at her phone when you give the circle cue.
What are you, high?
A little bit.
She's already in space.
Yeah, hey.
Man. this from Reason.com. How to use drugs in space. I saw this headline and I was like, okay, so as a guy who smoked a fair amount of marijuana in his time, I know that you can't really just spark up and smoke in like a space shuttle or at the space station because
oxygen.
Right, it depletes the oxygen. Right?
Okay, so does breathing.
So okay. But
I was thinking like in like space where there is no oxygen.
Well, right, yeah. So the oxygen is, of course, space.
did I just do the thing?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that. If there's no oxygen, there's not going to be any humans up there to do the drugs anyway.
Well,
so it's a moot point.
Aliens?
Not just in space.
Yeah.
I'll just leave.
Don't leave. We need the comic relief.
Star Trek, Space Nine.
So, like, just the headline alone was like, well,
it's intriguing.
Okay, right. So, how? Okay. So, it goes on to say.
Sneak your edibles in your underwear in your spacesuit, man.
I think you gotta go even, like, lighter than that. Like, you can't really have, like, marijuana edibles. No, you'd probably have to have, like, a tincture.
Okay. Right?
Something that's highly concentrated because space is of a premium in space. Right, I don't mean outer space.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the size of things that you can carry is a premium.
Okay,
right, like to bring like a book into outer space, like you could better use that space for a tablet that has thousands of books on it. Right, that kind of a thing. Right,
bring the stuff in powdered form.
Well, okay, sure. You know, that would be space.
Do you think you'd get more high or less high?
That
in
is
space?
A good question. Or would it be the same?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've never tried it.
It does say it's best to avoid sparking up a doobie on a spaceship. But there are other ways to consume substances in the cosmos. I don't, like...
Elon Musk will figure this out.
Have you read this?
No. Is that what it says?
The first sentence says, after SpaceX founder Elon Musk... smoked a blunt on Joe Rogan's podcast in 2018.
Oh, man.
Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson was happy to cut him some slack. Let the man get high if he wants to get high, Tyson told TMZ. He's the best thing we've had since Thomas Edison. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like he's blowing him. Must have some stock in Tesla. Anyway.
I mean, if you're talking about Thomas Edison stealing, you know, the ideas of other inventors.
You know what? Actually, yeah, it's actually pretty spot on.
Maybe that was a backhanded compliment from Mr. deGrasse.
You got to be smart. You got to be a Neil deGrasse level smart to figure those jokes out.
But when Tyson was asked what would it be like smoking weed in space, he struck a note of caution. The problem is, in space now, many things will kill you, he said. So if you do anything to alter your understanding of what is reality, that's not in the interest of your health.
How does that not apply on land, too, then?
Well, probably just more so in space because it's an artificial environment, right?
I get it, but when you do like ayahuasca or you know other hallucinogenics,
yeah.
Right? You're supposed to have a sitter there to protect you, man.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's you know it's a similar level of danger.
If you want to get high in space, lock yourself in your cabin and don't come out because you could break stuff inadvertently, according to Tyson.
Again, the same. On land.
If you want to get high in space.
What happened to the toilet tube?
There are some other issues to consider. Reporting on Tyson's comments, Live Science suggested that sparking up a doobie would pose a serious hazard in the oxygen-rich environment of a space station, especially since fire burns and spreads unpredictably in zero gravity.
Just do it in the airlock. Chamber the airlock and then open the outer door.
Killing you?
No, because you chamber in the airlock, and then you go back in, and you open the outer door.
Oh, right, and then let the smoke out.
Yeah.
So far, this sounds like how to not get high in space.
We've had better ideas in the article already.
A 2020 article in Fire Technology noted that the fire risk in a spacecraft is more challenging than most terrestrial locations due to inevitable use of polymers and potential ignition sources in cramped quarters, limited resources for fire response, and limited evacuation strategy. Right? If you accidentally set the spaceship on fire,
you don't really have many options.
There's no space fire department going to come and put it out. Right.
There's a designated smoking zone in space all of a sudden. Smokers, you go over there.
There's the International Space Station, and then there's the International Smoking Space Station. Partly for those reasons, smoking is prohibited in the International Space Station, and it was not allowed on the Apollo moon mission either. So if you want to get high in space, modes of administration that do not involve combustion, such as swallowing, vaping, snorting, etc., seem preferable.
Ah, see? We nailed it.
Space travel also may require a dose adjustment. So they're talking about, you know, can you get more high, less high, whatever. Although there is not much research on the subject, a 2017 review in the European Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences noted that spaceflight alters human physiology in ways that may change the pharmacokinetics and or pharmacodynamics of medications used by astronauts.
Sounds like if we want to follow the science, we're going to have to do some experiments in this field.
That's an interesting question that I just thought of. So, currently, if you want to go into space, you have to, like, join a government program or join Musk's whatever the hell it is.
SpaceX
program or whatever, which probably still requires you to have had, you know, go through some astronaut training, right? But it seems to me that anybody who goes into space is an astronaut. Am I wrong?
It's debatable. There's certain qualifications and...
Well, let's think about that. Okay. 603-283-6160. If you're a human and you are in space, are you instantly an astronaut? Give us a call. Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron will be hosted by U.S. President Joe Biden next week in a rare state visit aimed at highlighting Franco-American friendship rather than the bitter economic competition between the two sides of the pond. More than a year after Washington, London, and Canberra torpedoed a big French submarine contract, pushing Franco-U.S. relations to the breaking point, the two countries are expected to put on a show of unity on common threats from Russia and China. Public anger in China towards widening COVID-19 lockdowns across the country erupted into rare protest in China's far western Xinjiang region and the country's capital of Beijing as nationwide infections set another record. And Belarus's longstanding foreign minister has died suddenly, the state news agency Belta reported on Saturday. Foreign Minister Vladimir Makai has passed away suddenly, Belta reported, without giving further detail. Makai was 64. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We are. We're also experiencing open phones right now. 603-283-6160. If you've ever wanted to call, get on national radio, talk about something that's on your mind, now is your time. 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
We've been talking about drugs in space. That's right. How to do them, how to get high,
how to not do them,
how to not, you know, burn down your space vessel while you're doing it.
How to not disrupt all of space science by burning down the International Space Station with just a lit cigarette on your nightstand.
Right. Just rip a hole in the fabric of the universe.
This is this
decades of work.
We're going to get into a little bit of a sort of a subtopic of drugs in space. It is prudent to be aware of which drug laws notionally apply beyond Earth's atmosphere.
It better be none of them, because screw those guys who think they have any jurisdiction outside of Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, government believes they own outer space.
Okay. Well, then they can send a cop to come and try to enforce that one.
Isn't it like international waters?
Wasn't there a Tesla meme with like the astronaut like cop standing next to the Tesla
trying to
write a ticket or something?
Jesus.
Yeah, anyway, under the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, I was unaware.
I didn't know this
happened. Outer Space Treaty.
I was not a part of this. Does not apply to me.
I was not.
You'll find my information nowhere on that document.
From the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, Treaty on Principles Governing the Activities of States in the Exploration and Use of Outer Space, including the Moon and Other Celestial Bodies.
What a D-bag organization, right? Preemptively creating rules and then claiming dominion over that rule set.
The Outer Space Treaty was considered by the Legal Subcommittee in 1966. An agreement was reached in the General Assembly in the same year. So that's all I'm going to read about the actual...
Was this common knowledge? Like, I'm wondering if this was one of those things that was, like, done in secret?
1967?
Like, you know, it's like the same with aliens. It's like, you know, did you...
This was probably...
Aliens was like a big, big secret. Like, we can't talk about the aliens. And then just very casually, we have, like, Obama or Biden or somebody was like, oh, yeah, there's aliens.
This was probably highly publicized in an effort to get to a point where we could build an international space station. Right, so this was probably lauded and, you know, put in 1967.
Well,
right?
Their jurisdiction extends to and no further beyond the international space station, which they built, if anything...
Under the 1967 Outer Space Treaty, according to a 2019 essay by Daniel Ireland Piper, an expert in international law at the Australian National University, that guy's got more titles than I do, Jesus. Quote, a spacefaring criminal would generally be subject to the law of the country of which they are a citizen, or the country abroad, of the country aboard whose registered spacecraft the crime was committed.
What in the deuce?
Because the treaty grants that country authority over any personnel thereof. So if you're on a U.S. space station and, you know, you punch your boss in the face, you know, you could be prosecuted for assault, I guess.
Make a big run for the escape pod. I'm getting out of here.
A spacefaring criminal.
Here's the thing. The jurisdiction in that area need not apply.
Yeah.
Right. This is the prime opportunity to go back to outlaws and bounty hunters.
Yeah.
Right? He's in space.
Yeah.
No one has jurisdiction over him.
It's actual anarchy in outer space.
But I have a claim against him that he has acquired some of my property illegitimately or caused some harm of which he must make some reparations.
Yep.
And I'm going to send in, you know, whatever version of...
Yeah, Han Solo.
Yeah, sure. Yep. I'll take it. Go get him.
Right.
Bring him back, and then we will adjudicate properly,
right,
you know, here. But that doesn't mean that the United States has jurisdiction over any part of space that dude happens to float into.
So NASA claims to own outer space in this way. Aside from Tesla, you know, there's like amateur rocketeers.
Okay.
Who send up rockets above the atmosphere, and then, you know, they'll come back down, or they'll have a parachute, and their little rocket will come back, and they can reuse it, that kind of thing. They, of course, arm these rockets with cameras so that after they get through the atmosphere, they can take some photos.
The Earth is flat.
A photo came back and went viral online because it was a beautiful photo of, like, you know, the edge of the Earth, and it actually showed, like, the curvature of the Earth outer space in the background. And it went viral, and this person got sued for copyright by NASA.
Okay.
NASA claims to own outer space. They claim that if you, as a private individual, send a private rocket past the atmosphere and take a picture of, you know, Earth and space, that they own it, and that's their copyright, and you can't have it.
You know why? Because space is fake. It's not real.
Flat space?
This is the closest I've been to cussing on air. I'm like fired up on the inside. The sheer chutzpah and audacity of NASA to make such an outrageous, bodacious claim over that nonsense. I take a picture of the stars, and NASA goes like, nope, that's ours.
Yeah.
Pay me.
Well,
no.
And I think it was specifically because it was taken, like, sort of pointing back at Earth.
Who cares?
Right? I know. I'm with
so
you.
NASA owns Earth?
My rocket, my camera, my film, my digital data.
Right.
I buy everything and nope. We're the only ones that can monetize that?
Right.
Well, I'm sure there's a law against being able to shoot a rocket up that high, because if you want to even have a drone, you need a drone license if it's too big. So I'm sure you would need rocket above the atmosphere.
There's all sorts of like amateur rocketeers clubs and that kind of thing. So I don't know what they have to go through to, you know, launch their amateur rockets into space or whatever. But, I mean, even so, let's just say they got their license.
Yeah.
They paid the government their fee. Right? The picture should be theirs.
Yeah, I mean, you would think.
Period.
Well, okay, but if they paid their license and paid their fees and got their license, there might be a term of service in there somewhere. We retain all claims.
Some tomfoolery. Yeah. Yep.
So don't buy the license. Don't, you know, just send your rocket up there, take your pictures, because that's what free human beings do.
Ireland Piper adds that the term personnel is not defined within the UN, and this raises questions as to what the case might be for private citizens, such as an Australian space tourist flying aboard a U.S.-registered spacecraft. A Canadian citizen on a Canadian spacecraft presumably would not be breaking any laws if he packed marijuana edibles, which are legal in Canada, but a U.S. citizen on a U.S. spacecraft would be violating federal law if he did the same thing, even if he brought the goodies from a state-licensed store and boarded in a jurisdiction where marijuana possession was locally legal. So you get on your rocket in Colorado, where recreational marijuana is legal, you bought some edibles at the marijuana store, and you get on a rocket because it's a federal offense. The feds apparently, you know, think that they own
I think we need a graphic artist to put together the space Jolly Roger so we can go ahead and hoist a pirate flag and have no jurisdiction where there ought not be any jurisdiction to begin with and rock that in outer space.
Space steading is a natural extension of libertarian principle.
Yep.
Seasteading has already been discussed. Homesteading, right, that kind of a thing. That's all, you know, within the thoughts of libertarians and, you know, other freedom-minded people and have been for quite some time. Space-steading certainly is a topic that's been approached. It's just a question of financing and, you know, the technology involved to make it all happen. But
libertarians are broke.
Maybe we should start like a space-steading GoFundMe for the Jolly Roger or something. I don't know.
All right.
It's going to happen at some point, even if it's not us. 603-283 6160.
I'm copywriting it now, then. It's mine.
Would you do drugs in space? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talking about drugs in space here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. A telephone number if you'd like to pipe in. Get it? Pipe in? 603-283-6160. Lines are open.
And other jokes you'll find on Hunter Biden's laptop.
In the studio, it's me, Captain.
It's Nikki.
And Rich.
So, bringing your own drugs is not the only option, apparently, according to the article.
Oh.
Apollo astronauts, for example, had access to the stimulant dexedrin, or dextroamphetamine, the opioid analgesic Demerol, and scopolamine, which in low doses can be used to treat motion sickness. At higher doses, though, scopolamine, a.k.a. devil's breath, can induce delirium-like hallucinations, hyperactivity, altered affective states, and amnesia.
That's putting it lightly. Scopolamine in high doses, even in lower doses, basically, I watched a whole documentary about this. Basically, you in certain countries where it's grows on trees.
What's the documentary about you?
No.
Okay, just kidding.
No. So, I forget which country it was, but there's a country where it grows on trees, basically, and a lot of, like, criminals and other people will use it, because if you even smell it or lace someone with it, they basically have the amnesia, like they mentioned, but you can also tell them to do anything you want them to do. And this is a real thing, too. You can basically tell them to do anything, like take me back to your apartment and give me all the money you have and all the stuff, and they will do it.
I think we found a new mistletoe for this holiday season.
I'm glad you're more lighthearted about it, because I'm surprised it's not already in the water supply.
Right.
I mean, well, and that's why I'm so concerned.
It makes you susceptible to suggestion like that,
Yeah,
and it's really, if in stronger doses, I mean, you can literally get people to do anything at all, and they will just do it. And not only will they just do it, they will forget all about it. So they won't even be able to...
Move over, roofies.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's basically roofies, except way worse.
Hey, does this rag smell like...
Does this smell like scopolamine to you? Is that where scope, the breath, the mouthwash?
Okay.
Is that, you know, short for scopolamine?
New marketing for scope. Mm.
The effects are often unpleasant, which help explain why the drug has never been very popular as a recreational intoxicant. The space station has supplies of hydrocodone, Vicodin, instead of meperidine, lorazepam, and benzodiazepine used to relieve anxiety and insomnia, and modafinil, a stimulant used to treat excessive sleepiness. So it's got a bunch of drugs.
Yeah. Ativan in space.
Modafinil, I've heard about that a long time ago, and it's supposed to be really good to keep you awake with minor, little to no side effects.
Yeah, someone
want to stay up for days and then just sleep it off with a regular 8-hour sleep.
Right.
Yeah, someone was recommending it to me for, like, working night shift and stuff. They're like, you know, it's like caffeine pills, except more, you know, stronger.
Yep.
All of those psychoactive substances are intended for medical use only, of course.
Not.
But the question of how to maintain pharmaceutical supplies on long-term space missions has raised some possibilities that may interest recreational users. Karen McDonald. Her name's Karen. Yeah. And McDonald, too, right? She's a Mick Karen. She's institutionalized. A professor of chemical engineering at the University of California, Davis, is conducting research aimed at genetically modifying lettuce to produce medicines that would be useful to space travelers.
What?
Me meaning to space lettuce, man.
Yeah.
So far, she has focused on compounds like parathyroid hormone, which could help astronauts counteract the impact of zero gravity on bone density. But it turns out that genetically modified plants can be used to produce drugs in space.
So, ironically, as I was looking for news headlines for the show, I came across one that basically said they have genetically modified a tobacco leaf so that it also produces cocaine.
Hmm.
Tobacane?
Whatever portmanteau you want.
Coke, there's not a good one. Coke backo? No.
Coke tobacco.
I don't know if he.
Either way.
Here, dude, snort a line of tobacco.
Right? Either way.
Well, snuff, that's cocaine mixed with tobacco. Right?
Not you buy in the store.
Yeah. Stuff from the store is just powdered tobacco.
Yeah.
It's really?
Finely ground and dried. Yeah.
I thought there was coke in there.
Well,
maybe the ones they give you.
I don't know. Yeah. That's what I was told.
I have not. I've done a lot of drugs. Living the rock and roll lifestyle as a musician, but
now it's a stimulant.
Yeah, never had coke in my snuff. Not that I was big into snuff anyway. Like, I really wasn't. They do mention the word psychonauts, which I believe is a stoned astronaut.
Okay. Thought it was a video game, but all right, we'll go with stoned
astronaut. It could just be somebody who's on, psychoactive drugs.
Okay.
Right, exploring the world of psychoactive pharmaceuticals, man, makes you a psychonaut. Right? Or you're exploring people who are psycho. You're a psychonaut. At any rate, that's pretty much, the drugs in space article. I'm in favor.
Of drugs in space?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Why not?
Personal responsibility, man.
Of course.
An expensive bill if you burn down the space station.
All things in moderation, right? But, think about, going to a space station, right? You go through all this training. You're stuck in these cramped-ass quarters for Lord knows how long, right, until your assignment is over, right? You know, what are you going to do? You're going to, like, in your spare time, because you do get some, you know, you're going to read a book, you're going to, you know, you should be able to get high once in a while.
Yeah.
They probably don't have booze, right? So it's not like you can do shots or whatever. Maybe they do.
So just no combustion drugs.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, nothing you need to fire up.
Yeah.
So to speak, to do, right, yeah. So powders, pills,
yeah,
you know. Vaping, I guess they said, was cool. I don't know. Doesn't vaping require a spark, though?
I don't know if it heats it.
Yeah, they have a coil in there, but right. I don't know.
So I'd even be wary of that.
Yeah, with so many other options.
Yeah.
Although, you probably could build a space bong. With, like, the bowl and the element encased in, you know, some sort of a shroud that was isolated from the rest of it, you know? I don't know.
Like, right next to the toilet tube?
You know who needs to comment on this is stoners, because stoners, when they get high, are very engineering apt, right? They
stoners in space.
Stoners in space. Once upon a time, we built a 4-foot water bong, and by we it was me and some of my friends, and we named it King Bong.
Okay.
And then we smoked out of it. And then we found a 10-foot piece that we could use, and we were high already. We were like, hey, man, let's just repeat the process, but make a 10-foot bong, man. And so we did, and we named it Aqualung.
You would think the smoke would be stale by the time it gets to you.
It was, and it took like three of us to get the smoke to the top.
Right,
and we had to put it.
Yeah, you had to like take turns. All right,
we had to lean it in a stairway of an old barn, right? Because there's like a stairway up to the loft.
Yeah, one person's at the bottom lighting it.
One person's at the bottom lighting it. Another guy's at the top, and you had to like kind of run down the stairs to switch spots to get it. And then when you did hit it, it was stale.
Yeah.
And but it was huge, so like I had what I like to call uncontrollable pot laugh. I hit it, and then I just sort of, like, ended up on the ground because of the coughing was so harsh, and then I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
I was so high.
Case of the giggles.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more you laugh, the higher you get.
Yeah. So anyway,
the truth, like a lack of
oxygen. Well, people say the more you cough, the higher you get, which probably isn't true.
King Bong and Aqualung lives on.
Da-na-na-na-na.
I moved out of my parents' house, and I still possessed King Bong, and then I returned you know, for a holiday, you know, some years later, and my brother was like, hey, man, there's still a thing up in the rafters of the garage that I'm pretty sure is yours. I knew what he was talking about, and I'm like, oh, yeah, so I snagged it, tossed it in the car, and I drove it over to my friend's house, whom helped me build it,
yeah.
And I gave it back to him.
Nice.
And I'm like, dude, check it out. He's like, oh, is that King Bong? Yes, it is. He's like, dude, no way.
Your parents never found it.
They never found it. Oh, it was up in the rafters of the garage the whole time. 603-283-6160. Have you any experience in engineering drug paraphernalia devices? Give us a call. Let us know. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is coming up next. It's the live Sunday night edition.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.